proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through as you do each and every day. And always, we are so pleased to bring you some in-depth conversations with business people, especially now during COVID-19 and how everybody has changed. Everything has changed. I was just commenting off mic that my last in-person interview, or actually sitting down with somebody across a table from me, was March 17. And now we are, we're in fall. And everything has changed. And we are going to examine change in the office place with Kim Garth and Ann Scott. Kim and Ann are employees of Tarot International. And where they were in their jobs 7 months ago is vastly different from where they're at today. Kim, Ann, welcome to the Business News Hour. Did I set that up correctly?
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Kim, you are a returning visitor. I think we've had you on like three times. And every time that we've had you with us, Kim Garth, is that you, you're changing, you're altering your workflow, and adding stuff. Tell us, Kim and Ann, what were you doing prior to March?
So prior to March, I'm the training coordinator here, and Anne assists me heavily with my job. We were having in-person training, so our job consisted, my job was coordinating everything, and anything from travel to our catering when we had people here, helping Anne get going on the print production. So everything before and after a training occurred.
Sure. And your role in all of this was in what?
Well, I, like Kim said, I am a part-time employee here at Tarot, and I help Kim with the coordination of the training workshops. So mainly when I'm here, I would spend my time in the production room getting all the materials prepared and ready for the workshops,
sure,
whether they're going to be at Tarot or at a different location. So I did a lot of the behind the scenes work, and I also did some post-class work as well.
Sure. And to be clear, Tarot International is a training company, ladies and gentlemen, that does these in-person classroom instruction pieces at a very fine facility in central Iowa, but also has traveled all over the country doing training facilities, one-on-ones and in groups, for years. And so all of that, having been and being in the speaking business myself, I get it. There's a lot of upfront stuff that has to go on and a lot of back stuff that goes on, from coordinating all the materials to making sure everybody's in the right seat, to making sure that lunch is served. All of that stuff is vitally important. But if you're not doing this stuff in person, things change.
Absolutely. It, just as you said that you haven't met anybody in person since March 17th, I believe that was about our cutoff date,
yeah,
for having any in-person training at Tarot, at our facility, or sending our trainers anywhere else in person.
Yeah, and so both of you folks, your job responsibilities obviously were altered because of COVID-19. Kim, what are you and Ann doing now?
So we have had the challenge that I think we've both risen to wonderfully of being Zoom producers now. So Tarot has done a fabulous job of transitioning several of our curriculums to an online delivery, and we do those via Zoom. And so Anne and I are now producing the Zoom training behind the scenes, still behind the scenes, but very much more an active role than we used to take before during the actual training sessions. And so that it encompassed us learning the Zoom platform and becoming more familiar with the curriculum, the day-to-day curriculum, because we do a lot of different pieces. Our learning is very kinesthetic. And so we try to incorporate all the functions that Zoom has to try to make these trainings be really interactive. We like to get people involved. We don't want to have, we call it death by PowerPoint and Zoom fatigue. We try to avoid those by keeping our training very interactive. So yeah. Anne and I have had to learn a lot.
Well, I don't want to downplay what it was that you were doing before, but there's a big difference both for Kim and Anne in this entire process, going from pushing buttons to copy material and making sure that food delivery is on time and making sure the catering and the flight plans and all these other things are going on, right? Versus the technology that you had to incorporate now in your job. How difficult, Anne, was that?
Well, and to be honest, I've just been back for about a month. I took some time when COVID hit us. I wasn't working for quite a while, and I came back about the middle of August. It's been quite a challenge, a big change, but it's been really good too. And I wouldn't say that I was familiar with Zoom that much, a little bit, just with our families using it. So it's a learning curve, but it's been really remarkable to see how Taro has taken the curriculum and made it possible to still give a wonderful training experience for people. So it's been a big change for me and a lot of learning, but it's been really inspiring as well.
I would add, Kim, and this is kind of similar to what we've had to go through. I think it's remarkable that Taro International has transitioned all of these finer points of the many training classes to a Zoom platform, a digital interactive platform. But I suspect this is, and the question then is, has this experience actually been beneficial to Taro, as you are now able to reach people in a different format, but still produce quality training?
Yes, I would say so. I think we discussed it earlier off mic with you, is that we have a farther reach now.
Right.
Companies that maybe didn't have the time or the ability to fly all their employees to us or us to them, we have the ability now to train virtually with them. So our audience has expanded quite a bit. And it's also interesting, there have been some small quirks within curriculums that we thought would not transition into a virtual environment that are actually a little bit better. We were discussing the other day that one of our top classes is our communication skills class called Impact. And it's, you know, one of the hugest things we teach is to focus on eyes when you're speaking to someone. Right. It just can be communication so much better. And we found that it is really, really, really easy to see if someone is focusing on your eyes when they're looking directly at a camera virtually. And so, you know, it's way easier to help condition people to practice that when they're talking to people. So, yeah, it's been fascinating to see. And I think Deb Rinner and Liz Cooney and Roe Crosby have all done a wonderful job transitioning these classes. And we found some of the kinesthetic activities that we do are actually different, more fun, a little more engaging, but mainly not more engaging, just different. We're finding some new avenues to get across the points that we would like to.
Our guests are Kim Grath, ladies and gentlemen, and Ann Scott. Both are with Tarot International, and we're talking about transitioning from what they used to do to what they do now. And that is producing these Zoom classes for tarot. How do you monitor success in these classroom experiences? Now, I know because I've been part of your system for a long time, and I have been to several of these classes, and you can see the interaction between the instructor and the class. And it's very personal and very hands-on. And you can see people, the light bulbs going off in people when they go, oh, yeah, okay, that's how I should stand. That's how I should enunciate words. That's how I should focus on the eyes and listen and how to structure questions and answers. How are you able to monitor success virtually?
I think at a very basic level, we've gotten people to turn their cameras on. Lots of people came into our trainings thinking that it was going to be a passive experience and they could leave their camera off and just listen, because that is what they'd been experiencing during COVID with Zoom. And so that was our first step. That was the first conditioning we needed to do with people, was to get them to turn their camera on. And so you can see that they're engaging, they're turning, you know, they're unmuting themselves, they're talking, they're participating. The other thing is we do an evaluation at the end of each session, and we actually added a question to our evaluation specifically saying, how did this go in this virtual environment for you? Was it different, better, worse? What can we improve? We are updating each curriculum as we go now. We have a basic template that is just fantastic, but we tweak it every time based on the feedback we get from our participants.
And what are you getting for feedback? I'd be very interested in knowing what are folks taking away from this? Are they getting excited about the opportunity to learn virtually? For example, let me just back this up with a bit of news that's on the newscast today. Get this. You know, people swipe electronic entry keys in many office buildings across the United States. Today, there was a study released that entry into office buildings across the United States is down 51% from what it was in February. And we can track that electronically. So people are still working, but they're opting to work from home oftentimes. And so the question back to you is, how are people, are they enjoying this experience? So what's your feedback?
I think they are. I would say most people are pleasantly surprised that, And we hear this both from the individual participants, but also with coordinators at other companies who have seen our in-person training. And they are always just so thrilled that we were able to continue the training with their company, with new employees or new groups of people or new emerging leaders. They're like, wow, you did a really good job of this. This is just as good as it was before. I mean, ultimately, we'd love to be in person because we focus on interpersonal skills. However, this is our new environment, and I think we've risen to the occasion. I think people like the training hours a little bit better. We have found that shorter training sessions over, you know, maybe a two-day training session before that went from 8 to 5, we've broken it into into 3 or 4 half days now. Because sitting on Zoom all day can be very fatiguing, and we give multiple breaks. That was always a tarot philosophy before, but it's even more relevant now. We've extended our lunch hour to 90 minutes. It seems like people are multitasking at home. All right. You know, they need a lunch break, but they also need time to run the kids somewhere or get the kids lunch or help the kids with homework or whatever they may be having to multitask with at home.
I think it's fascinating. And, you know, this is all a testimony to listening to the customer. And this works across any business out there, whatever that business happens to be. If you're listening to the input of what your customers expect, demand, and like, well, then you can tailor however you're delivering your product or service to their needs. And I suspect, knowing Tarot International, that you guys have spent a lot of time on the front end listening, and on the back end also adjusting. I mean, you just mentioned you're cutting your classes from a full day to numerous classes and other changes. And that's all, I suspect, been brought out by feedback, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
When we talk about the classes that Tarot does, can you give folks an overview, just a general overview? We talked about impact, speak your way to success. What other offerings are there? So the people who may be hearing this for the first time and learning about Tarot International, what else do you guys do other than helping people communicate better, which is, by the way, vitally important in the whole job search world?
So our newest class that we developed, it took pieces from other classes that we had, but it's called Virtual Presence and Meeting Effectiveness.
Yes.
It really dials into our current environment, which is having meetings over Zoom. And so it really focuses in on how you should look, how you should talk, the environment you're in at home, to make you look the most professional that you can, and to convey, you know, your message in the strongest way possible over a virtual platform. And then the meeting effectiveness portion of it really helps you focus in on how to organize your meeting so that you can get the, you know, the best information from the people that you're with, and you're really going to, you know, focus that meeting in on the important things. And because sometimes these Zoom meetings, and meetings in person as well, you know, can drift off and get off track. And, you know, it's kind of like the whole squirrel theory. So this has been a very, very popular class. And especially we've presented it to companies, you know, like maybe one department, and then the next department's like, oh my gosh, everybody needs to take this because this was so effective for us. And this would really, you know, help our Zoom meetings be the most impactful and professional that we can possibly make them. And just so much more rewarding and just a better use of everyone's time. Everyone's being pulled in a lot of different directions right now.
I'd like to underscore this. One of the really important things about any business or any career is making sure that your career brand, whatever that brand may be, is impacted to the positive. And so if you are taking the tips from Tarot International and implementing those in your training, in your Zoom experience, in your personal branding, that really does make an impact on individuals out there who are looking at you as an individual. And how are you? How do you look? How do you act? How do you enunciate? How to do all those things? I think it's so important. What a great idea and a great class.
Yes, we've been really excited about it. And one thing I can think to say that Anne and I feel, you know, really passionate about, before when we held training classes here, our role was to present tarot in its best light and to model the, you know, the professional behavior that we teach. And so for us, that was having the class run smoothly, have our trainers have all the materials that they needed to have and everything, so that when they're up there in the adrenaline zone teaching the class, they can focus on the content of the class and the participants. And that's really still our role now with being a producer on Zoom. We want our trainers to be able to get on the Zoom platform and be able to train. We don't want them to worry about, you know, technical difficulties or how to put people in breakout rooms or, you know, how to share the slides or the videos that we do. And I have to give Anne props. We kind of threw her into the fire very quickly. We our Zoom meetings or our Zoom trainings really took off, and we realized we needed someone else. And she just dove right back in and learned everything very quickly.
And how important, Anne, is it to have mentors who are willing to educate and get you up to speed?
Oh, I think it's so important. Kim, you know, Kim has been doing this obviously longer than me, but it's still new to her too. And then here she's training me, who had no experience with Zoom. It's so important. And she's very kind to say that I've learned it quickly, because I haven't always felt that way. But I have, you know, we work really, really well together. We learn the same way. So, you know, we're both very detailed and we like checklists. And so it's been great having somebody teach me that learns the same way that I do. It's been a really surprisingly, when she first told me about coming back and doing this, I was excited to come back because I love tarot, but I was also scared for all the technical, because that wasn't a huge part of my job here before. I did do some work on the computer and of course a lot of printing, but this is a lot more technical, but it's actually been a very good experience.
It always is a positive experience when you've got great individuals teaching and mentors who are going to take the time to explain things. And those are qualities from the top on down at Tarot International that you guys have been leaders in for such a very, very long time. Our guests have been Kim Grath and Anne Scott, both with new roles at Tarot International, making sure that the Zoom meetings go well, without a hitch. And hey, thank you for doing this, guys. It really, I wish we were in person, as we all do these days, but it's always nice to connect with you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm smiling at you audibly. I do. I miss the in-person things. I miss the connection with people. Yeah. But Zoom is a wonderful platform to get almost there.
Well, thank you again, Kim and Anne. Best wishes to you, and say hi to everybody for us.
Thank you.
Once again, those are the voices of Kim Garth and Anne Scott, both who have seen their professional lives change due to COVID-19. Both work at Tarot International, and yes, we will have links to Tarot on our radio blog. It's another story about how people can adjust to a new work environment if given the opportunity and some good mentoring. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the business news headlines is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, plus Kim and Anne, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.